again.
Just lost you rockin' wild!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City with, my monthly dose of Jody Havnot. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Joe? I'm like a female's monthly visitor.
Yeah.
Call me Aunt Flo.
Yeah. And women love Aunt Flo.
Right.
So this week we're going to do a show about our favorite everything. Every Kiss favorite thing. We're going to just throw out topics and then say what our favorite is. But before that, I wanted to ask Jody, have you had a chance to listen to any of the stuff from the live show from the other night?
From last night? No, I haven't actually heard anything. I haven't heard anything yet.
I thought Paul was pretty good. I think they're playing it. I think they're tuning down their guitars and playing it a little in a lower key.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad idea. I think it'll make it a little bit heavier.
Yeah, right. A little sludgier.
Yeah. But the reviews that I've been reading are all over the place. Some people are saying Paul lost the crowd about halfway through and then got them back by the end. But that could happen on a first night. It's fresh and, you're trying not to do the same things that you did the last time, even though if you go online, that people swear that all Kiss does is the same thing from the tour before that and the tour before that. But, that's why we got Paul Stanley going bang, bang, or boom, boom, or whatever.
Right.
It's like nightmare. But
what do you think of them not playing Detroit or Love Gun, man? Paul's, he said those are his two favorites and he's not playing them.
No, I'm pretty sure they did Detroit Rock City.
I don't think I saw it on that list, man.
They did. I think it was second to last.
Oh, was it?
But now Gene put out a tweet today. Did you see that?
I did.
And it said, you asked, we're going to play longer. This is what you want. I wonder at whose expense, it's like, did he look at, did he go to the opening band and say, dude, you're off the tour. Sorry. They want us to play longer and we're not going to cut Def Leppard's,
Right. I don't know how they're going to do it, but, it seemed like a pretty short set from the set list that I saw from that first night or whatever.
It was short. It definitely was a short set, and, I think 13.
Pretty cool, though. A couple different songs that we didn't expect, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I thought
Making Love.
All right. Yeah. That's worth the price of admission right
but
there.
But starting with King of the Nighttime World, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, I thought it was really strange as well, but at the same time.
Do you think Tommy comes out and just like sustains that note right after they're like, the hottest band in the land, Kiss, and then he comes out just like.
Yeah, probably. Everybody at home just heard us all go.
Right. Dogs are like in pain and stuff.
Hey, before we get started, tell everybody your new show. It dropped about a week ago?
Yeah. J.R. Smalling one?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Tell him
he's making the rounds, you know?
Yeah, sure, for the book. But tell him, I this is what I can tell you. I've been listening to Jody's show in between all the things that I have going on, and I'm about 30 minutes into it, and Jody's knowledge of music outside of Kiss is a bit larger than mine. So he had really good questions and topics to talk to JR about. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go right over to your iTunes, type in Strange Ways. There'll be Jody's podcast. And then listen to it. It's really good. You should actually subscribe because it kicks ass every show. And you you also do a radio thing too, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm doing this thing called it's my rock and roll radio. It's just like the radio station I want to hear.
Sure. I think that's killer.
A little bit of everything I like,
Sure.
So definitely check that out if you're into rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll!
All right, so let's jump on into this. So I messaged you tonight. I said, what are we going to do for a topic? I said, how about all of our favorite whatevers? So
right.
How about let's start with favorite costume for each member?
What do you mean, you want to go by, like, guy by guy?
Sure,
first?
Sure. Yeah, I'll start.
Okay.
Ace, for me, Ace. Oh, we'll go back and forth. I'll go Ace. His Love Gun costume for me.
Yeah.
I love that costume. I think it's really, his boots really do it for me. I think, right. You know, whenever I looked at those boots, if you look at they almost look like they're like layered hoops. They just, I don't know how to explain that. They just go up and up and up. And I always thought, you know, that was his best look. What about you?
I really do like the Love Gun look too, but I really like, you know, like early Ace where he has the big triangular fucking.
Yeah.
You know, like 74, 75. Yeah. I don't know. Sure. I really like that triangle thing. But I do agree that those Love Gun boots are where it's at.
The Love Gun boots are where it's at. We take the boots and stick them on the early Ace costume with the triangle. Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
You know, there was a band, and I'm trying to think of the name of them right now, that their lead guitar player wore an outfit just like that.
Really?
And it had smiley faces. You know how Aces had – didn't Aces have, like, circles on it?
Like some kind of silver medallion circle-looking things.
And this guy had smiley faces. I wish I could think – I know that they had a song. It was, like – it was about, like, the big bad wolf. Little pig, let
me. Oh, that was Green Jello.
Yeah, that's who it was. And he
that video
he,
was a trip.
He dressed like Ace, man. You know, he had.
I don't remember that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, and it and instead of the circles, it had smiley faces. I don't know why I brought that crap up, but at least that goes to show you that it was his favorite Ace costume too.
Right.
All right. Peter Criss.
You go first.
I love Peter Criss's Dynasty costume. With the lions on his shoulders.
And, right.
You know, it's so over the top. But
yes, it is.
You know, it's like, and all their Dynasty costumes were over the top. But I don't know why I'm always drawn to Peter's, you know, that, you know, it has like these claws in the front that tie around. The belt buckle is kind of like he just won a rodeo, you know.
Right. I always.
And green.
Yeah. Do you ever notice though? You never in all the pictures where he's like wearing that, he always looks very unhappy. He's
of course,
uncomfortable or something. I don't know.
At that point, he was unhappy. He was ready to get the hell on.
He's like, "Damn! Now they're putting these big freaking lion things." Yeah.
Don't they know I'm Peter Criss?
Right.
I could do this on my own. I don't need anybody.
It's like Sid and Marty Croft designed the outfit for him. I like it too, though. I think it's pretty cool. That's the one that, you know, that one really stands out as like his, like you said, his most over the top.
Right.
But as far as Peter Criss outfits for me, man, the one I always think about is just the Love Gun with the, like, you know, the bandoliers and all that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, if I were to draw Kiss, that's the way I always drew Peter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. When, you know, Peter in that era, you know, everybody thinks of him, even the classic posters, you know, where it's Paul and Ace with the smoking guitar and the,
right,
you know, that's the costumes that they wear. And Peter with the, you know, with the, what do they call them? Bandoleros? Is that what it is?
Bandoliers or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be bullets, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's classic with the big boots that has the, you know, the cross on the front.
Right.
And, when you think about that, he had crosses on a lot of stuff. And, you know, I never kind of felt like they covered that, you know? Like, they always, you would always hear about how Gene was bad because he was a demon, but nobody ever went, yeah, but the band's got an even way because obviously Peter's a good Catholic boy. Italian Catholic. He's got the crosses on. He's wearing a cross. It's on the bandoliers, too, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it's on the bandoliers. And I'm just like, you know. You would think that would have like been the counterweight to Gene Simmons.
Maybe it was intentional.
Maybe. Man, that's it. Now, there's a question to find out the answer to. Right now, somebody's writing us. God, I can't believe they don't know this.
Right.
Okay. Gene Simmons. Now, I'm going to go with something that's going to be a little obscure, but I love Gene, what he was wearing on the Creatures tour.
Yeah.
I love how it's like a little hodgepodge of everything. But his boots, his dragon boots are different. And you know, and I really love those. I never was big on the Dynasty costume. All my buddies call it the tinfoil costume.
Yeah, it's like, the tinfoil outfit.
Put tinfoil all over him.
But have you ever seen those pictures where it looks like it from the back? It like he almost has like a skeleton on his back.
Yeah, man, what happened to that?
I don't know, man. It's like I've never seen that in any live footage. Have you?
No, not in live footage. It was almost like a It was a trial thing. It looks like a skeleton, but I always also thought it like a spider. Like
yeah, it's like a spider made of bones.
Yeah, yeah, it was really really kind of crazy. But you know, you could go and find a few different shots of Gene where the costume was different and never.
Yeah, there's like four different Dynasty costumes.
Yeah.
It's weird. There's the one that's kind of more like black, and it just has like a bunch of like rhinestones on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true, too. As a matter of fact, is it that on the cover of People magazine? No. It's a different one. The People magazine, I think, is the regular Dynasty costume. I want to say the Dynasty costume that's famous with, you know, like where they're doing their poses with Peter in the band. Wearing the Dynasty costumes, he's wearing. That's what it looks like. It looks like it has all the rhinestones. But when Eric came into the band,
yeah, so that would have been like they just kind of carried over into Unmasked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They didn't like you know they didn't add the. But like I you know on the Unmasked album cover, Paul's costume and Peter's costume were very plain.
Yeah,
the drawings. Just like, you know, a unitard or whatever it was. You know, Ace had the big wings.
I like those wings. Oh,
man. You know, I talked about that.
It's like a space angel, Curly.
I wish they would have done that. Yeah, that's funny. So my favorite, obviously, like I said, if you go online and you watch I Love It Loud from Rio and take a look at his costume, it kicks major ass. What do you think?
I think he looks really cool on that Rio for sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... I've always liked the creature's costume, but for Gene, I think I'm going to go with Asylum. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? Everybody laughed right now. Thank you, Jody, for slipping in that.
I'm a fan of sequined blouses.
And guyliner.
All right. I think for Gene, man, I've always just liked that really early Gene, like when he comes out on Mike Douglas and he's just all thin and lanky and all and black and evil. I don't know. I really dig that. That didn't last too long.
Look at all these necks.
Yeah, cheeks.
Cheeks.
But when I think of Gene, I kind of think of the Destroyer outfit the most, you know?
Yeah.
So I might go with that one.
Destroyer for Jody.
It was the first time he had the dragon boots, and then he was kind of scaly. It was pretty cool, man. I dug it.
You know, in the book, Kiss Alive Forever... There are a few pictures in there of Gene wearing, and I want to say it was during the Love Gun, but the dragon boots in there, it's almost like they're bigger. It's hard to explain, but I'll take a picture of that. I'll take a picture of the picture in the book, and I'll put it on the website so you can see it, and everybody listening can see it. But the boots are a lot different. There's a few different pictures in there of Gene's costume and all different costumes, and I'll go ahead and put that on there. You know, the other thing is before Dynasty came out, I'm thinking it was before Dynasty. The 16 magazine had this contest, and it was draw Kiss's new costumes.
Really?
Yeah, and if I have the issue upstairs. See, now this is really crazy. I remember reading that magazine and thinking, I'm not an artist. I'm not going to do this. And then I remember the next month when they posted the winners, right?
Right.
And the winner that drew Gene's costume, it was like looked like a lizard.
Okay.
But the boots looked almost exactly like what he wound up wearing.
Right. With like the little like cheap like toenails that stuck out of the foil.
And I'll take a picture of that too tonight and put that on on Facebook. You'll see
what did they have for the upper part as like a lizard.
Yeah, it was like scales and he even had a tail. He even had a tail. Yeah, it's really crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah, I always thought to myself, I wonder if that kid's sitting at home one day going, man, he totally ganked my idea. It's like, right. I didn't know that when they were saying design the new costumes, I wasn't going to get paid for it.
Right.
He probably got like the new album or something like that.
A couple free tickets or something.
Yeah. Okay, Paul Stanley. Best costume for me is going to have to be Love Gun. Those are the most kick-ass boots with the chains. And I wonder. I wonder if he designed that.
Probably did.
Yeah, he's an artist. He knows what he likes.
Right.
But yeah, I loved the. I'm big on the Love Gun outfit. And when it comes to Paul Stanley, you know, he has to look cool, and he's wearing the vest. You know.
I like the vest.
He's busted that out a few times. Especially
yeah, it never since, lasts, though.
No, you know? Especially since he's gotten a little chunky, you know? A little 63 or whatever he is now. It's
like, right.
My boobs are sagging. I'm going to cover them up with this.
Right.
You know,
that's what Gene does, too.
Yeah, to be fair, I can't pull off any of those outfits, so.
Yeah, the old unitard, it's a hard one to pull off, bro. That's the thing about Paul's outfits, though, is that, you know, three songs in, it's basically the same thing, you know, just pants, whatever boots.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to pick a Paul one, but I'd go with Love Gun all day.
Yeah. I wasn't big on the, you know, like the jester looking Dynasty outfit or
like purple blouse.
Yeah, whatever. And then after that, was it the Unmasked where he had all the like the paisley looking?
Yeah, like the, almost like a peacock.
Yeah, like a sperm print. Things running around on his. And I guess it's on Dynasty too.
Bad.
It looks like it's. I'm looking at it now. It looks like it's on his boots as well.
Yeah.
I
always thought that was like Unmasked era, but fuck, yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah. In the posters that I have that I'm looking at right now on my wall. It looks like it's definitely Dynasty because Peter's in the picture.
Oh, right on.
It's those famous ones that came in a magazine where it was color on one side, black and white on the other.
Okay.
It's like a Kiss poster magazine. If you try to get that now on eBay, it's like $150.
Wow.
But I went to a expo one time and totally talked this dude down and. Because all he had was the posters rolled up. He didn't actually have the magazine. He wanted like $40 a piece for them. And I was like, dude, I'll give you 40 for all of them. He was like, fine.
Right on.
That worked. Okay. Yeah. All right, now, where are we going to go from here? What do you think? Best album cover.
Best album cover. Damn, that's a tough one. The one that always stood out. I can't speak. Yeah. The one that always stood out to me as a kid was Hotter Than Hell, just because it's so, like, the color versus the black and white, you know what I mean?
There's boob on the back.
That's cool, too, you know?
The little star on it.
Right. But I always thought that one was really cool looking as a kid, but way before I actually had the record, I used to look on the inside of Alive, you know, and go, man, I wish I could find that one. That was a hard one for me to find when I was younger. Strange.
Yeah. I think for me it's going to be God, you know, there's four that like jump out at me immediately, but I think the one that influenced me the most would probably be Love Gun. Yeah, I just remember seeing all the hot babes laying around and
fuck yeah, the Love Gun is like the coolest of all the like painting ones, you know.
Yeah, it's like chicks worshiping Kiss. Gene with his hand, with his, you know, fangs hanging out, and
yeah, and he's all ripped and everything.
Yeah. It's a draw me with muscles, please.
Right.
It's like the dolls.
You can't get. Yeah.
No skinny dolls. Make them muscular.
Right. It's hard to pick from the classic, you know.
Yeah. Kiss I album. Mean, because even Creatures of the Night kicks ass.
That's a great cover.
You know, it's a great cover. And then, like you said, Hotter Than Hell. And then, man, and then you get Alive, too, and you get to see Gene with the – I mean, that picture of Gene.
That's the one, dude.
If I could just get – I can't ever find that as a poster. I'm sure that if I, you know, showed up at a Walmart with the picture and said print this, they would be like, well, sign this so right. I don't get sued and we'll print it out because they'll do anything there. But – that picture of Gene where his makeup is smeared and the blood is on his chin.
Yeah.
He's just
Clinton used to say Clinton used to say, man, that picture looked like he was some crazy dude who just ripped some dude's face off and he's out in the rain and shit.
Out in the rain.
Yeah, because he's so sweaty and all this.
Yeah, oh man, it's so classic. And then even Paul's picture on that, then you open it up and it's like, what the hell?
Fuck just, yeah, the gatefold is like the coolest gatefold piece of Kiss art ever.
Ever. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that some of the fire is put in there after. Like,
really?
They took the picture, then they put the fire in. Like, it wasn't actually there. I don't know if this is true or not. If you're listening and you know the answer to that, message us and let us know. I you know, it's another. It would be another heartbreaking, like, the Alive crowd. Just like, oh, you mean it wasn't live?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was so heartbreaking. But still, at the same time, I know what it's like to go to a Kiss concert, and that's it.
Right.
Okay. You did Hotter Than Hell, right?
I think I'm gonna go with Hotter Than Hell today.
Okay. Let's see. Best Ace guitar solo. I just slung that shit on you right there.
Oh man. I'm not even gonna say Shock Me because that's too obvious.
Right.
But I, you know what, the one that always stood out to me is Lover All I Can. I fucking love that solo.
That is a good. Yeah.
It's kind of one of those underrated ones, but man, he rips it up on there, dude. Like when they come out of the solo and then he's still playing, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, it's awesome. What do you got? What you got?
I'm going to go with 100,000 Years.
Oh, another great one.
I love it's long. It's a long, you know, you really get to hear Ace playing. And
yeah, that's strange that, you know, both of those that we mentioned, no one would probably think of those. I think most people think of Shock Me right off the bat.
Or Love Gun.
Love Gun, yeah, Making Love.
Love Gun's a really good one, but I remember reading in this magazine one time, and it was like top 50 worst solos.
What?
And it was in there, and it was, hey Ace, you're not, because you know he plays that part of that solo where he's playing the scale backward.
Yeah.
You know. And then he plays it forward. Anyway.
Right.
They were like, you're not supposed to actually just play the scale. That was their complaint. But I was like, man, it kicks ass. It's, you know, I think.
Fits perfectly.
Yeah, it fits perfectly. You know, it's totally Ace Frehley, and I don't have any complaints about that. All right. So there's.
What about Calling Dr. Love?
Yeah, another really good solo. You know, that's the one thing that when I listen to Ace play. I don't know, man. It always feels like, I mean, everybody says he's Page-esque, you know, but right. When I listened to, I always felt like Page was sloppier than Ace. I don't know if I'm saying something that I shouldn't be saying right now.
I think Ace had a better tone, you know?
Hate mail, you know, but I really felt like Ace loved Page, but I always felt like he was not as sloppy. Maybe live. I never really. When you watch his solos live, you know, it's they feel kind of sloppy. But that's Ace, you know.
I love it.
But on the records, I always felt like he sounded better than Page.
I prefer Ace Frehley to Jimmy Page, but a lot of that's just because, you know, I didn't grow up. I wasn't young when Led Zeppelin was still around, you know.
Right.
I didn't even know about Led Zeppelin until sometime in the 80s, for Christ's sakes. You know what I mean?
You know, that actually happened to me too. I'll tell you, that happened to me with them and, unfortunately, Aerosmith as well.
Right.
I went over to a – this is so bad. I'm going to get so much hate mail from this. But I remember going over to a friend's house, and this chick that lived next door to me, she was so hot, and I was just happy to be sitting in her room watching MTV. And I was like – man, who's that guy singing at Run DMC? She looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
And I was going, I looked at her and I was like, you don't know my mother. I was like, I was raised by my mother. If it wasn't Barry Manilow, Neil Sedaka, or Elvis Presley, it's not getting played in my house. You know, and I'm like,
how'd you sneak Kiss in that mix?
Well, what happened with me was I had a neighbor that lived across the street that was big on Kiss. And it's, okay. You know, so I listened to lots of Kiss. And then I, you know, I was able to sneak in a little bit of Queen, and then in the early 80s, I really remember listening to Quiet Riot with anything that I could find with Randy Rhoads.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that Randy Rhoads started. That was his band, but
yeah, oh yeah.
You can go online and watch the videos, and he was kick-ass there too.
Yeah, I think they were much better with Randy.
Oh, I agree. Personally. Carlos, I can't think of his last name.
Cavallo. Yeah, or some shit.
He wasn't bad. I mean, but you know, he's no Randy Rhoads.
Nah, it's hard to really beat Randy, you know.
Okay, how about this? Best live album, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Interesting you should say that, because we just did a live episode that has to be out soon enough. But I'm going with a live 2, man.
Yeah.
Just because at the time for me when I got that one, it was just so damn heavy to me, you know?
Yeah, a live 2 for me. You know, I remember I used to have this portable 8-track player. And right, I used to stick the 8-track in. I'd be in the shower. Everybody, no visuals here. But I would like during the, you know, right before God of Thunder, there'd be like all, like it was almost like Gene was tuning. And I would always imagine that he was like breathing fire and spitting blood right there. And I would like fill my mouth with water and spray it like I was breathing fire. And then like let it, and then shake my head and let it, you know, fall out of my mouth. So insane. And the worst part was I only had that A-track. I didn't have them both. So I just had to keep listening to the same. On record, on vinyl, I had them both. But, you know, you couldn't bring the record player into the bathroom.
Right.
So a live 2 for you. Do you dug the fact that they put some new studio tracks on there? Or would you have wanted more live?
It's kind of hard to decide on that because I love the studio ones, but it's like at the same time, how is it on a live record when, you know, half of the, you know, a quarter of the songs are in the studio.
Studio, yeah. And they didn't.
But then you look at it as like even the live ones are pretty much done in the studio too, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's true. But we didn't know that
as kids.
Yeah. At the time we were like, "Man, listen to this concert."
Yeah, I was always like, "Man, this is Kiss Live, and Kiss sounds fucking great live, dude, you know?" I didn't notice that Paul's singing all the background vocals on Tomorrow and Tonight and shit like that. You know?
Yeah.
And somehow they cloned him, I thought, I guess.
And I totally remember, you know, the first time I ever saw the album cover was in a magazine where Gene was holding it up in front of his face. And you could just see his, I want to say his eyes.
Classic.
It's classic. You know, it became a very classic picture.
Did you ever notice in that picture though that it's like it's a cutout of a live 2? It's like from the cutout bin. It's got the corner cut off in that photo.
Man, I never noticed that, but that's hilarious.
Right?
That album sold well though. I don't know. You know, I thought
it's a great one.
I thought that that was a I thought that that picture was like when it first came out, but I guess not since it had a cutout. I remember going into a music store when I was a kid and buying all 4 solo albums. And I remember like telling my mom, they must be selling them cheap because they're missing the corners. I had no idea. And then they started drilling holes, punching holes in the corners too, which really kind of sucked.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
So well.
All right. Let's see. Best non-makeup album.
I'm going to go with the Animal Eyes.
Huh.
I love Animal Eyes. That was like the first one I ever got when it was new. And that was when I was first becoming like a super Kiss freak. And, I just fucking love it, man. It's great. No one seems to dig it, but I love it.
But for me, and I know this is very unpopular, but I love Asylum.
I do too, man.
I love Asylum. And people, you know, when you ask people normally, they'll say, best albums, Revenge, but I think it's I like Revenge, but I think it's overrated.
It's because of the look, man. People were listening with their eyes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they're like, look how tough they look,
and it's the same for Asylum because people hate it because they look so stupid on it. You know.
Yeah, but you know, Who Wants to Be Lonely is a great song.
Tears are falling.
All night.
Anyway, you slice it, awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, and then when you put the needle down, man, you got Eric Carr jamming.
Oh, yeah, King of the Mountain.
King of the Mountain, dude.
Oh, yeah. I love Asylum. It's one of my favorites.
Oh.
You know, it's just kind of the same thing for me. It's like I got analyzed when it was new. You loved that. And then all of a sudden I kept hearing there's a new Kiss record coming out. And, of course, I got Asylum the day it came out. loved that, you know. Crazy Nights, loved it, loved them all. But yeah, I totally feel like Revenge is completely overrated.
I just picked up Revenge on vinyl.
I saw your post of that.
Yeah, man.
Is it the remaster or
yeah,
what?
Does it sound great? It sounds great. It's the really heavy vinyl, you know?
Yeah.
What happened was I kept eyeballing it at FYE at the mall by me. $44, man. I was like, Jesus, don't they know on CD it's 10? It's like, and they have a used bin I could go and get, you know? Right. But I like vinyl. You know, I got all my Lady Gaga video, you know, on vinyl, and everybody's laughing right now, but she's the bomb. Anyway.
Hey, she's an Illuminati puppet, brother.
You think
Haven't you seen YouTube?
Oh, God. They really love picking on that poor girl.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do.
She's so talented, though. Okay, this isn't a Lady Gaga show. I started that. Okay, so I went in, and it was $44, and I was with Jace, and I was like, come on, let's go see the movie. Went and saw a movie, and then a couple days later, I came back, and there were signs everywhere going out of business, 50% off. And I went over, and I was like, shit, $22 sold. And they had, they didn't have all of them. If they'd had all of them, I'd have bought a few more. I really still, even though I'm not a big fan of it, I want to get Psycho Circus because it has the, what is it called, lenticular album cover. I still want to get that, and I don't have Hot in the Shade on vinyl.
Yeah, I got that on vinyl.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Dude, you can find that in a record store for $5.
You know what? It's not that easy, man. You got to remember where I live. I'm in a big city.
Right.
I have a flea market that I go to where the guys sell records, and every once in a while you'll walk in and go, got to have that. Okay, I'll tell you what I got at the flea market in little tiny town in Georgia. I went in and I got Animalized and Lick It Up, but they're still on the Casablanca label.
Really?
Yeah, because when they released them overseas, apparently like Sweden or something, they still were Casablanca.
Wow.
So instead of, I guess it was Mercury.
Polygram Mercury.
Yeah. And so it's, if you turn the record over and you look, it still says Casablanca on the back.
Wow.
Yeah, and on the album cover.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So what about favorite stage?
For
me, it's going to be Alive 2. No, Alive 2 comes in second place. I like the Tank stage.
Oh, yeah, the Tank is awesome, bro. What if they what were we talking about? Like, what would happen if Eric Singer?
If Eric Singer came out on the Tank, it would be like riots.
Right, people would be fighting in the audience.
You would hear a collective, "Oh no, he didn't."
Right,
it'd be like, "Oh my god!" It's like,
that would be crazy. That was such a cool staging, though. I love that Tank.
Yeah, and the stage. You know, the cool thing was, is it wasn't really all. It was just a big stage with a tank on it. It didn't have, you know, for the, as far as like things for them to climb on and stuff, there wasn't a whole lot.
Right.
Just the, you know, the tank in the middle. It wasn't like, you know, Dynasty, I want to say even Unmasked.
All the ramps and such.
Yeah, and that's, you know, all they did was recover it and throw, you know, for Animalized, I'm pretty sure that was the same thing.
Right.
For that, you know, to where they're like, don't spend any money.
Just put some animal prints on this thing.
We already own this thing. Let's just do this.
Well, they probably figured no one in the U.S. or domestically had really seen it, you know?
Right. Man, I would really love to get my hands on the – I know that there's a live recording of Eric's first show. And it's a vinyl. It's on like a double vinyl thing. I keep seeing it online, but it's like $100. Excuse me, but you know, I don't want to spend $100 on a record.
Yeah, especially just some bootleg.
Yeah, and especially since I can't hear it beforehand.
Right.
I'm sure.
I think that show's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, you think so?
What is the Palladium, right?
Right.
I think it is.
I'm going to have to look into that. But still, it wouldn't be the same as, like, holding it.
Yeah.
It's like that white background with, like, I want to say that it's the picture from People Magazine.
Oh, right on.
But, man, I'd love to get – anybody has an extra copy and they don't need it, send me a message.
All right.
So, look, let's get to the end of the show. I wanted to do a couple of things before we go. One, I want everybody to know that you got to go and you got to listen to Jody's podcast, Strange Ways.
It's on. Oh, yeah. Come join us. Come join.
Yes. From Jendell. It's on iTunes. It's on Podomatic. Are you on anything else? Stitcher? All that stuff, aren't you?
All that. Yeah. I submitted it to like so many different podcast directories. So just Google it. You'll find it.
Yeah. It's really funny, too, because every once in a while I'll Google Podcast Rock City and we're on podcasts that I never, you know, sites that I don't ever remember saying.
Right.
Putting it on. It's just on there. So, and also. You've got, I know, I'm not going to say who it is, but you got a really killer interview coming up. We won't say sir. Until it's done.
Right.
Because it'll jinx it. We don't want to do that shit. And then, right. What else you got? Oh, I'm working on a movie. So let's talk about that real quick. Documentary. I want to make sure everybody understands. Jody's going to do some video for it. If you're a KISS fan and you want to be in this video, go to podcastrockcity.com. In it, it'll say, there'll be a little tab that says, I'm a KISS fan. Click on it. It'll tell you what to do. Once you finish that, send me an email that you've done the video, and I'll have a way for you to get that video to me so I can check it out. I'm going to pick out probably, 10 different people and use their videos and put it all together, and it's going to be a one huge documentary about what it's like to be a KISS fan and how you meet people. And I'm going to film when I go to the KISS show in July, and I'm going to film on the KISS cruise. And you know, I'll bring some people back to my room. Meet me in the ladies' room. Sorry, that is awful. It's like I'll walk up to some chick and be like, hey, you want to be in a movie? She'll slap me. No, it's a KISS movie. Slap again.
So the DVD will have bonus features.
Yes. I've already been talking about that. But, right. You know, and the cool thing is you have the opportunity, if you film it right, all you have to do is, it doesn't have to be special. You can use your cell phone. Film it, answer the questions, talk about the topics. I'll put it all together. And if I use you, I'll – you know, message you and let you know, and it's going to be really awesome. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and all the podcast guys so far that I've asked have said yes, they'll film something for it. So, like Jody, who you never see, you'll get to see with. I know that you mentioned doing something. You're going to do it with everybody, right? You're going to have Rachel.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the rest of the Strange Ways people together. We're going to film something. I think we might film a little bit at the KISS show in August as well.
That would be awesome. Yeah, man, anything we can do, you know, and if you're out there and you're thinking, man, I'd really like to do this, don't hesitate. Do it. Jump on it, man. You know, this will be one of those cool things that eventually, you know, 5 years from now, some of you are like, oh, man, have you seen that, you know, little documentary, I'm a KISS fan? Go watch it. It'll be on YouTube or Netflix or whatever we can get it on. It'll be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say? Anything else going on?
Oh, man, just another day in paradise here, brother. Just say check out our podcast. Make sure you keep listening to Joe's podcast, and he's going to be on ours a lot as well.
Yeah,
so.
And then you also have the podcast. You have, let's name them all, man.
KST.
Podcast
Rock City.
Watching you. You got
Creatures Out of the Net, The KISS Room.
Yes.
Pod of Thunder.
Yes. It's like Pods and Sods.
Pods and Sods, hell yeah.
You don't even need a radio anymore.
Right.
You don't. You're supposed to be on Pods and Sods?
I was supposed to be on the Purple Rain episode, but I ended up having to work that night, man. Sucked.
I haven't listened to that yet, but I'm really turned on by the fact that they did a Prince show.
I love Prince.
Prince is the man.
Yep.
Dude, have you seen his band right now?
Not his current one,
His current band is nothing but hot, hot chicks that smoke on their instruments.
Nice.
One of my buddies, who's a killer drummer tonight, he was like, hey, man, have you seen the chick that's playing drums for Prince? And I was like, no. And he was like immediately throwing this video down. She looks like a surfer chick.
Really?
And she's killer. At the beginning of the little solo I was watching, she's just like taking it easy. And then all of a sudden, she just goes off like Eric Singer style.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Who else? Crazy Nights from Australia, those guys. I think that's close to all of them. I'm trying to. I don't want to leave anybody out because then I'll be like a jerk. The KST Unmasked episode is awesome. It had me laughing through the whole thing, and I can never think about Ace Frehley writing lyrics again without, you know, that
with his tongue sticking out
where he's like, "What rhymes with?" Gotta go out and swim today. Anyway, all right, Jody, thank you very much for being on.
Always a pleasure, brother.
We will see you guys next time. Peace.
Greetings from Jen Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Alright! Join Jody Hugnot, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris for the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the Gods of Thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you, and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah.
Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.